Lifestyles of the future. More and more people are discovering the possibility of living free of national infrastructures by going off-grid. Humanity has to find a way to live sustainably on the planet. We all know that, although most of us are only now beginning to understand the urgency of doing so. But there are some people who understood long ago and are far ahead of the rest of us, the off-gridders. Some live in isolation far from towns and cities, while others live and work alongside the rest of us. Some of them have even created their own communities of like-minded individuals. How they live varies, but they have all gone off-grid, meaning they no longer use national electricity or even, in some cases, water supplies. Instead, they have decided to adopt ways of life where their energy needs are so modest they can generate their own power supplies using the sun, wind, or other means. Not long ago, they were seen as eccentrics, but now, as we finally wake up to the planet's ecological and climate crisis, they are increasingly recognised as visionaries, offering vital lessons to the rest of us. This is the start of something very big. A 2018 study by consulting giant Accenture predicts that by 2035, a minimum of 12% of all US households and 11% of European homes will be functioning off-grid. Some choose an off-grid lifestyle because they are dedicated environmentalists. Others do it out of economic necessity. Still, others because living independently of social structures is, quite simply, a great adventure. Each of them has discovered how to live a happy, rich, and sustainable lifestyle. The question is, which of these future lifestyles would you choose to adopt? The traditional home, a log cabin.
This is the classic off-grid dream, one deeply rooted in the American psyche, thanks to its romantic association with the pioneer lifestyle. Such is our appetite for images of simple wooden structures in rural settings that there exists a massive internet subculture under the term cabin porn. Why? Well, which of us doesn't imagine we would be calmer, healthier, and more in tune with the planet if we lived in a log cabin? Some people hug trees as a form of therapy, but this is taking things to the next stage. In a log cabin, the trees hug you in their cozy embrace, while you heat yourself and cook with a wood-burning stove. Log cabins have excellent off-grid characteristics, too. They can be built almost anywhere from local sustainable materials. They are about 30% more energy efficient than standard homes, and they can be recycled or, if necessary, taken down and easily rebuilt somewhere else. What's not to like?
Nomad style, the yurt.
The Mongolians have been living in these circular homes for centuries, but in the past few decades, they've become popular with Western off-gridders, too. It's all about practicality and price. For a few thousand euros, you can buy a home and place it on any available piece of flat land with absolutely no need for foundations. Yes, it's basically a tent, but this is not camping. Yurts are on a totally different scale to tents. The bigger yurts are the size of a small apartment, with room inside to create subdivisions to define different spaces. They're easy to heat and have perhaps the lightest environmental footprint of any home you can imagine.
Modern ethic, the tiny house.
In recent decades, the size of the average American house has grown by 50%, with people building larger and larger homes, derogatively called McMansions. Bigger means more wasteful in terms of materials and energy, but a counter-movement has been growing in the past 20 years. The tiny house. They look just like an ordinary house, but are a maximum of 93 square meters in size, with some as small as 10 square meters. The smaller ones are often built on trailers, so they can be easily moved from place to place. They don't have to be off-grid, but most are, and even those connected to the grid use minimal power. Above all, the tiny house movement is a moral and philosophical commitment to using less energy. There's also a big anti-consumerist philosophy attached. Living in a tiny house means having less stuff. Who needs an address for Amazon deliveries?
Radical recycling. Shipping containers.
What if you really want to live sustainably off-grid, but you are not excited by any of the previous options? Maybe you want a designer lifestyle, but in a more ecological form. Then why not join the growing numbers of people who are recycling old shipping containers into comfortable contemporary homes? Shipping containers are cheap, plentiful, and designed to stack or connect together, so you can basically build any shape you want. In London, there is a 5-story high community of homes constructed from them called Container City that took just 5 months to build. Shipping containers can be transported to any location and placed on concrete blocks. They are easy to convert into off-grid homes using solar power, require little energy to live in, and are a good way of building a modern house without using concrete or wood. Enthusiasts say that the past lives of containers, a decade or so of ocean travel, gives each one its own character in the form of bumps, scratches, and stickers from ports all over the world. All you need is a place to put one.
And for those on a budget?
Maybe you don't have the money for a home, or just don't want to settle down yet. A whole generation of young people feel the same way. The van lifers. Buy an old van, convert the interior into a living space, and go wherever you want. Yes, it's like a camping car, but this is not about spending the summer in a campsite on the Mediterranean. It's about freedom, adventure, and seeing the world on a minimal budget. And that's just about as off-grid as you can get.